I just want to give you guys an update. We've, since I've been here for 2 years, since Coach has been here and Alex has been here and John's been here, we've been very transparent about what goes on injury-wise. And so we're at another situation with the Chiefs where we have to tell you guys about an injury. So in the Pittsburgh game, early in the third quarter, Alex took a shot to his abdomen, and he subsequently has a lacerated spleen, and so he will not play this week. And it's a non-surgical case. It will heal on its own, but he's going to have some time down from contacts and collisions. So with that in mind, let me walk you through where we went from Sunday till last night when we had a final diagnosis. So Sunday, early in the third quarter, he threw a ball down the field to Albert Wilson and was hit in the abdomen. When I reviewed it on tape with Alex, it looks like, as normal as can be, a fairly normal hit that he takes. I didn't even notice it during the game. In fact, the only questions that I asked him during the game and after the ball game were whether his knee was all right, because he took the shot below the knee. And he said he was all right. But then as we were clearing out the training room in Pittsburgh, he came in and asked Dr. Monaco, our team internist, and Dr. Luke Thompson from KU to take a look at his abdomen, because he had taken a pretty good shot. As I walk you through this, I'll try to tell you what we look for spleen injuries. We had no idea at the time. So what you look for is you look for increased tenderness in the four quadrants. So his spleen is in his upper left quadrant. And he really didn't have any pain there at the day of the game. And you look for tenderness throughout his abdomen and a fullness in his abdomen. With a spleen injury, you also look to see whether he has this urge to have a bowel movement, and also late manifestations are left arm pain. All this is because of bleeding. So as the spleen bleeds, very vascular organ, it's really a big lymph node, it'll bleed and then cause all this pain in his abdomen and then into his left arm. The reason Alex didn't have any symptoms Sunday, you know, that tipped us off, where he didn't bleed very much. So we went Monday, came in here, worked out, did fine. And orthopedically, you know, doing Coach Rubin's workout and running, he was fine. On Tuesday, we practiced. If you remember, it was a little different schedule. Came in right after lunch and said, you know, I just don't feel quite right. And if you remember back to the last couple of weeks, we've had a couple guys with, a gastrointestinal virus. So we had guys miss all last week. So we weren't sure whether he was getting sick or not. Dr. Thompson was in the building. He took a look at him. We got a urine sample on him to see whether anything was showing up. And nothing was showing up. He wasn't getting worse, but he wasn't getting better either. So I had him see Dr. Monaco on Wednesday morning. And Dr. Monaco walked him through everything, examined him, everything checked out. And he encouraged Alex, if he didn't get better, to go get a scan of his belly just to see what was going on. We weren't sure whether it was viral or whether it was actually the hit that he took. So Wednesday afternoon after practice, which was Christmas Eve, obviously our coaches and Alex and the quarterbacks are still working, and he wanted to wait till Christmas Day, which was an off day for the players somewhat, and he was going to do Christmas with his family. And then in the afternoon, we were going to check with him and see whether he wanted to do the scan over at KU. Which, and Alex will walk you through this part. Initially, he didn't want to do it. Dr. Monaco and him exchanged some interesting text messages, and Alex decided to do it at Dr. Monaco's urging. And so last night, we got the diagnosis through the scan that he had about a 3-centimeter laceration in his spleen, and he didn't have hardly any bleeding at all. So we referred him to Dr. Michael Moncure at Kansas University Hospital, who's a trauma surgeon. He reviewed the studies, drew blood on him, determined that his spleen was slightly enlarged and that he has a small laceration. So from a long-term standpoint and from a health standpoint for Alex, he's going to be fine. That's going to heal up. We'll continue to try to decide why his spleen is a little enlarged. It may just be him. It could be from the trauma, but we're doing a little bit more studies just because we cover ourselves that way and cover him and make sure that we're on point. The problem is that it's contraindicated to play with a lacerated spleen, even one that's probably a little less than 3 centimeters. It's just you can't do it. And the reason being is if he would take another shot there and that laceration would increase, then you have a medical emergency because that's a very vascular organ and it can bleed and all that. But my hat goes off to Alex for his toughness and also, you know, just we live on top of each other here and we all have a close relationship and he kept in constant communication with me and with the doctors. And then this was Dr. Moncure said last night, this is a 1 in 100 find on for our doctors because he didn't have any signs of a spleen, but they just have that, what I call blink. So Dr. Monaco has a blink where he says something's not right. And I'll take you back to the Eric Berry thing, Dr. Barnhouse, something's not right. And so you get the study and then, you know, I won't go as far as say that we saved a life, but you saved something that could go on Sunday. And that's what, you know, in this league and with our medical staff, we're lifeguards and we're supposed to do player safety. And I think my group of docs through KU and through Dr. Barnhouse and Dr. Monaco do as good a job as anybody in the league protecting these players. So I'll answer questions after Alex walks you through his side of it. And I think he and I'll both take questions. Okay, good.
Rick, what's Alex's recovery timeline and long-term outlook with this?
So generally these things, now he's got a small laceration. Generally they take 6 weeks, but everybody's different. He's a young, healthy guy that's got high metabolism. So if we're playing 3-4 weeks from now, we'll rescan him and see where he's at and send him back to the general surgeon and confer with Dr. Monaco and any doctors that Alex wants to see whether he can play. But like I said, generally they take 6 weeks to heal up, very vascular and they do fine.
So longer term, you're not expecting
anything? No, full recovery. Full recovery.
So
probably.
Or whatever goes on.
Exactly.
He's out
right now.
Well,
Super Bowl 6 weeks from the time he got hurt. Does he heal up faster? That's, you know, I hope we have that problem.
Yeah. Anything else from Rick?
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you, buddy. How about we just open it up for questions for Alex?
Alex, can you kind of take us through the timeline?
Yeah. You know, Rick was pretty spot on. I didn't notice anything. You know, I walked Rick through the game. I'm kind of guessing as far as the hit. I mean, I think it was that one, but it wasn't until after showered up, even dressed, I kind of, adrenaline kind of got out of me and kind of noticed, you know, I don't know what I would, some discomfort for sure in my stomach area, you know, pressure, cramping. And I thought it was, you know, I don't know, it's something I ate, you know, I didn't even necessarily relate it to a hit, but definite discomfort down there. Went and saw Doc, he examined me, told me kind of some things to keep an eye out for. You know, I literally kind of even took some antacid stuff there. Like I didn't know what to make of it and it just didn't go away. Kind of same day, next day, same thing, day after that, same thing. You know, I practiced on Tuesday. I worked out on Monday. I ran. It certainly wasn't something that was prohibiting me, athletically. I didn't feel like it was muscular. I just kind of had this discomfort and, you know, nausea kind of coming and going and I knew a bug was going around. I thought maybe it was that. You know, like I said, practiced both days. I felt great athletically running around throwing, just kind of this had this constant deal going on and you know, thankfully Doc kind of urged me to go get the test. I was pretty reluctant yesterday, Christmas Day. I kind of telling him I'm fine. I'll be all right. And you know, he really kind of pushed me to go get it checked out and make sure everything's okay. And, you know, then I obviously got the call and, you know, got told, you know, I had the laceration on there and it was enlarged, and so, you know, obviously kind of learning this all last night. Yep.
Since practice is kind of non-contact,
yeah.
Did you put yourself at any risk though?
Not really with the jersey on. You know, we practice well. I got to stay away from us as QBs. So, and that's the strange thing, you know, I've running around practicing, felt like I had really two really good days of practice, was you know, felt really good about them. And, you know, strange to get this. Like I said, I don't really feel like it's anything that's hindering me athletically. It's, you know, he says, he, you know, obviously he's talking to you about taking hits on it and what can happen. You know, it's kind of a, you know, obviously a very strange thing to be dealing with.
What could happen if you took a hit?
you know, they're talking about rupturing, you know, and so you're talking about emergency surgery or bleeding out, and you know, obviously pretty scary endings, you know, so it's, you know, you're dealing with that. I mean, it's a different deal, you know, when you're getting told those types of things. Obviously, you know, you remember in the past, I know Chris Sims kind of had to deal with his spleen and kind of emergency situation going to the hospital, and you know, potentially the weird, you know, getting on an airplane, you could potentially really be dealing with some dangerous stuff. So
what's kind of your initial reaction when you got that call?
I mean, obviously you're, I mean, I didn't know what to make of it when they're telling you. I mean, you don't know all the medical stuff that comes with the spleen. So you're kind of learning it as they tell you. You know, once you start hearing how, you know, serious it is, obviously, yeah, I mean, you start knowing implications can come with this as far as not playing, and that's the last thing you want to hear, you know. You know, at the same time, I know, I mean, you're not crazy. I had this kind of deal going on, and it wasn't going away, and I'm, you know, really happy the doc kind of urged me to go get it done, get the test done. Like I said, I was, you know, very close from bailing on him yesterday and just, you know, hanging with my family, so.
What made you decide?
Yeah, I mean, just I think that it hadn't gone away and it was just still there. And he, you know, it was a quick trip. He had set it up and really kind of him urging me, you know, let's go get it, just take a look and make sure what's going on down in there. So,
with regard to Sunday now, what's your role? How can you help?
Yeah, I mean, quickly changes. You know, tough. Talked to, you know, Chase last night. It really felt like I ate up two practice days of his. You know, they would have been important, you know, we'd known this earlier, but tough. You know, really kind of on me, I feel like. But, yeah, I mean, any way I can help us now, you know, become, you know, whatever it is, helping him prepare, passing on anything that you know, I'd been thinking this whole week and getting ready for, doing anything I can to help us, you know, get ready to go win a game.
So was it third quarter hit?
We're thinking. I didn't feel any. It literally wasn't until I'd kind of gotten, I was getting dressed, yeah, that I started to feel what was going on and kind of, it's still strange for me to describe, cramping, pressure. I mean, it was enough that I was aware of it, and it was uncomfortable that I'd go see Doc. And it just never went away. I mean, for 3-4 days, I mean, still there. And you know, it was enough. It just kind of kept hanging, and I didn't know what to make of it. And so he kind of then pushed me to get the test.
Anything else?
You'd be on the sideline Sunday?
Yeah, planning on it. Yeah, I'm planning on being there. The big thing is just no contact. So, I mean, really, I think they're, other than that, I mean, it's normal activities I think I'm okay with. So, which is strange in itself to kind of digest, you know, that I practiced, I feel okay, but, you know, you get hit right or you get hit there, it's, you know.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
You're well.
Yeah, thanks.